Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to On Point Live. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the stars of our show, we've got these guys that are going to take the game of football, tear it apart, and put it back together again for you. We got the fearless quarterback taking the Rams to Super Bowl since 1979, the cannon arm. We call him Vince Ferragamo, ladies and gentlemen. And alongside him, Hall of Famer, seven-time Pro Bowler. He was such a Pro Bowler, he was with Chick Hearn on Bowling for Dollars many times ago. We're talking about the one and only Jackie Slater. Gentlemen, welcome.
Welcome, Michael, and Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, this is a big Christmas show this week. A little red there.
Yeah, a little red, yeah. Well, you talked about me last week because I didn't have my red on, so I wore this
red on. That's some good stuff. Now, we want to remind all of you to go to our website, onpointlive.net. That's where you find a lot of good stuff. And we got a contest, gentlemen, am I right, for a cheese package and Vince Ferragamo?
The Tenuta de Ferragamo wine. Yeah, the Super Tuscan for sure. We've got to get it out there.
Yeah, it is good. Vince has a winery, so you're going to, Vince, you'll have a bottle of wine in there. Jackie has hand-selected the cheese for you because he is the big cheese on this show. And we have, all you got to do, send your name and email it, your name and address, to onpoint@crntalk.com. That's our website, onpoint@crntalk.com, to enter the contest. And we're going to select some winners here, maybe even next week on the show. Also on Instagram, follow us on on.point.live. HarmonyCheese.com is our big sponsor, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We got some great things we're going to be showing you today from that channel, and you can go to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie and subscribe to it. Gentlemen, how you doing this week?
Pretty good.
Feeling real good right now because both of our home teams have won this past week, and
the Chargers and the
Rams. Look good winning.
Really good.
You know, you guys have a great producer in Corey Marino. The guy starts watching every single game. He had a girlfriend at one point, and not anymore after working with you, because he has pulled out some little video bites and stuff for you that you guys will be, selecting and taking.
He's a big Bronco fan.
He's doing an unbelievable. Yeah, he is a Bronco fan.
They came a little short last week against the Chargers.
Yeah, he's a Bronco fan, but he does a fantastic job with our scripts, doesn't he, Vince? Keeping us on point all week long.
You're forgiving him for being a Bronco fan because he does a great job putting the show together. Okay, I'm with you on that. That's good. All right, so remember, get your email address. Email to us at onpoint@crntalk.com, your address. Get ready to win some prizes in two. When we get back in here, we're going to be talking about the Rams. We're talking about division leaders. We're going to be talking about some losses in our community, and we got a whole lot more for you. Don't forget, check out for the holidays, harmonycheese.com. Harmonycheese.com is a place to go. We'll be right back here on Point Live. Website, onpointlive.net. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040. Welcome back. On Point Live. Live in your studio. You can catch us on radio stations all around the country. Don't forget, we also put together our video here, video podcast, and you can check that out at onpointlive.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can see it there, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And also you can go to crntalk.com and check it out as well. All right, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater here. Let's start with the Rams. You guys both played for the Rams. It looks like they're turning their season around. They had a lot of injuries at the beginning, and then there's like a building. I noticed you were tweeting around and making comments, Jackie Slater, about this team is starting to gel. And
you know if I'm in the NFC right now, I am really not wanting to play the Rams. And the reason why is because, first of all, they were healthy. When the early part of the season, when they were having many of their struggles, they were young defensively especially, but they were unhealthy in their offensive line. Now they've gotten all healthy. They got two big physical offensive tackles to keep those pass rushes off the edge down on Matthew Stafford, who, by the way, is arguably the best quarterback in the NFC right now. And then they've got a running game. All of a sudden, those guards over there are pushing people off the ball, getting good combination blocks. They're protecting the passer. And Kyron Williams is a dynamic little guy, you know, that gets in there with those Giants offensive linemen and just gets lost picking up yardage. And so on top of that, this defense, which was so young to start the season, Vince, these guys have grown up. These guys understand what it's like to be a pro now, and they're taking their games to a different level, in my opinion.
Okay, Vince Ferragamo, what do you attest that to?
Well, I think Sean McVay and the coaching staff is doing a remarkable job because, like Jackie said, this is a very young team, but they are maturing and they're growing up right now, and they've been cohesive in the last few weeks. They've won 8 out of their last 10 games. How does that happen? Well, they're playing good, solid defense. They're not making a lot of mistakes. Matthew Stafford is playing very conservatively, but they're getting yards on first down. They're running the football. Matthew Stafford threw 19 times last week, all right, for 110 yards. That's unlike his stats, but Kyren Williams rushed for 122 yards. But you look at their production on first down. So they're always in control of
the
game.
Don't forget time of possession, Vince.
Time of possession. What does that mean? Yeah, Jackie, you keep getting first downs, right? And you hold on to the ball.
You keep the offense over there sitting down.
That's right. You keep Aaron Rodgers off the field, and that's what they did this past week.
Okay, so Jackie Slater, you mentioned that Matthew Stafford, arguably the best quarterback in football right now. We've been going back and forth all week. Since we started this show, Vince Ferragamo, you're a big Jared Goff fan.
Yes.
And when we talked about the Bills, Josh Allen there. So is the Matthew Stafford the guy we should be looking at now?
I don't think he has MVP numbers up there, but you know that's not an evaluation of a good player. I mean, he has really performed, and what Matt Stafford, I think Jackie's alluding to, is the fact that he was able to take a young team and grow with it. And he has the experience, but you know, he fought through these tough times. They weren't easy at the beginning. No, they were 1-4. He was getting banged around. They were getting knocked around. But he didn't complain. He saw the light at the end of the tunnel. It was going to get better, and it sure enough, it did.
Okay, so Jackie.
Vince, what is he like, 13-1 in the month of December since he's been with?
Yeah, exactly.
13-1. The guy knows how to win when it matters. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why Sean McVay is riding with this guy, because he's just like a coach on the field with the players. You know, and Cooper Kupp, you could say the same thing about him and Puka Nacua, the way they've come and learned this offense. But make no mistake about it, this guy is really special.
The other thing we've been talking about on this show is the balance of teams now, passing and running. And you just alluded to Stafford, maybe not. He's a great passer, but does he have to do it? No, he's got this great run team. Jackie, let's start with you here. I mean, you don't know what they're going to do, and sometimes they do run after run after run, and then all of a sudden a pass comes
well,
and
you know,
kills
you. Well, you just made a statement that I think is key to the Rams' success at this particular point in time. If you look at a lot of teams in the NFL, you sitting there as a fan and you say, okay, well, they're going to do this, or they have to do this, or they're probably going to do this. With the Rams, you never know. You have no idea what they're going to do. You have no idea if they're going to run the ball, no idea if they're going to go deep, no idea if they're going to throw a shallow in the flat, do a flyer sweep. I mean, Sean McVay, in my opinion, is the type of play caller. The closest thing I had to Sean McVay was Ernie Zampezi. Ernie Zampezi came to the Rams, and I felt like we had gone to a different level as an offensive football team. And I think that's what's going on with Sean McVay. These guys realize that when they look in their opponent's eyes, they see guys that are guessing. They see guys that are wondering. They don't see guys that's confident in playing in their skill, their abilities. These guys have to try to figure out the Rams every step of the way.
Good
and
point.
Jackie, look at the disciples of Sean McVay. You got Kevin O'Connell. You got Zach Taylor. What are they doing with Joe Burrow and Sam Darnold?
Absolutely.
I mean, they're really turning. And what's the secret of this whole entire coaching aura is the fact that you got to keep your team versatile. And that's what Jackie was saying. They run different combinations up front. They do bootleg plays. They pass out of the pocket. They'll throw screens. They change you up all the time. And from week to week, you can't really game plan against them because they're changing. There's whole systems around to adapt to the talent they have on the field and plus who their opponents are.
The people who
be.
They're playing.
Right.
Absolutely.
Let me put this in perspective because we've talked a lot about coaching and the brain trust of teams. We talked, gentlemen, before the show, we talked about the Jets. And we talked about Aaron Rodgers at one point in there before a kick was going. He's looking at the coach to see if there's going to be a timeout. And he's going to be even making the timeout sign. And no timeout is called on here. I mean, what do you think?
Well, look, the quarterback is responsible for controlling the clock.
Yeah.
All right? He's the one that looks at the 35-second clock when it gets close to. He has to either call a timeout, snap the ball, get the plays called in a timely manner, can communicate the plays to the entire team. He has to control a 2-minute clock. I mean, he's in control of the game, all right?
And the mere fact that he was indecisive – you know, this says a great deal about, you know, the harmony that, you know, the way these guys are communicating with him on the sideline. If he, a four-time NFL MVP, has to look to the sideline and try to figure out if they want to call timeout when it has to be done, there's something
wrong. That's what I'm alluding to, the confidence level between the coaching staff and the players. It's almost like it's like driving a car that runs great. You're shifting the gears, everything's smooth, and everything's going. And these Rams have this, and other teams that are moving up in the league have that same kind of feel, Jackie.
There's no doubt about it. The continuity that has to exist between particularly the quarterback, as Vince said, the defensive signal caller and the defensive coordinator, these have to be fluid. They have to be concise. They can't be fluttering. They can't be indecisive at all. They got to make decisions because they have to relay all this information to the other guys that are out there on the field. And so when you see a team that operates smoothly, that rarely ever have too many guys on the field, they're rarely ever getting flagged for penalties and all of that, like we've seen this past week, all of these penalties, these people have – been very precise with their instructions to their players. They understand where their information is supposed to come from so they can operate the way the coaches want them to do, and they function smoothly, and they're more effective than the teams that aren't hitting on all cylinders.
How does the coach get that, Vince? You and Jackie played for a lot of great coaches on the Rams. How do you gel and know that you have that feeling? You're the boss on the field as a quarterback, but you still got that feeling going back and forth to the sidelines.
Well, it's proper preparation, really, Michael. You really have to prepare each and every week. There's a lot of phases of the game. There's short yardage, goal line. There's third and long passing. There's first down plays that you call. And you have to know the playbook forward and backward. Okay, and these experienced quarterbacks who can control the game, they have to instinctively call the plays when it's time to call the play. You have to make the play. You look at Sam Darnold. How does he make plays when it looks like everything's collapsing around him? He has the knowledge to make the play. You look at guys like Matt Stafford, what he does, you know, in instances, Patrick Mahomes. But the thing that's really surprised me is that the young quarterbacks have come into this league. Jaden Daniels this year for the Washington Commanders. He has done such a remarkable job as a rookie quarterback to take on the entire system, that whole entire offense, get along great with the players, has a great personality. That's number one. But he is calm in the pocket, and he leads his team from behind last week against the number one defense in the NFL, the Eagles. They get two touchdowns late.
One last thing about Jaden. This guy started over 50 ball games in college with some of the top universities around the country. So he's not inexperienced at all.
So when we come back, gentlemen, let's look at how some of the top quarterbacks are stacking up now as they go into the playoffs, okay? Not just quarterbacks in general, but guys going ready for the playoffs over there. On Point Live, I told you, these guys, they rip it apart, they put it back together by the time the commercial break comes up. Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo, check out our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. They got great cheese. You missed out on a gift, send it out as a New Year's package for them. HarmonyCheese.com. We'll talk more about that. Stay with us on Point Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free.
Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, stars of our show, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. These guys are pretty good analysts here as we get into it a little bit here. We want to remind you to check out our website, onpointlive.net. Check us out, our podcast on YouTube. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And check out our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. Instagram, on.point.live. Check that as well, too. Gentlemen. Starting off here, let's go with the quarterbacks that are stacking up here in the playoffs a little bit. And Vince Ferragamo, we'll start with you.
Well, there's some great ones playing right now. I think Jared Goff is at the top of this list, just simply what he's been able to accomplish this year. He's had some near-perfect games with QBR ratings in the last 2 years. He's the number two-rated quarterback in the league, in the entire NFL. This year, he's got 33 touchdowns so far. He leads his team total points per game this year in 2024. The Detroit Lions are one of the teams to beat. But, Jackie, we mentioned how good is a team like this who's lost 24 players on their team and they're resilient. They still come out. You don't even know. You're missing guys. But you got the 49ers who have half the guys gone and they can't win a game.
It's unbelievable when you really think about it, Vince, because – you know, if you lose 23 players, those players aren't guys who are backing up and sitting on the bench. Those are players that you're putting out there to compete against the best in the world in this game. So you have to give the head coach a lot of credit for keeping this team together. And, you know, I was asking you this morning as we came in, I said, Vince, I said, do you see any fall off? Do you see where are the injuries? What position do you notice that's being hampered because of these injuries? And you looked and then you were quite emphatic. You said not a single position. I can't tell where the injuries have occurred.
Well, now, Montgomery went down last week and Jamar Gibbs stepped up for over 100 yards.
So that is the point right there. And that speaks to coaching. It also speaks to the Ray Agnew and the guys that are bringing the talent in there. They're bringing people in there that can be productive right now, and regardless of whether they're starters. And that's and the other thing that's got to be key, Vince, that's got to be added, you got to factor, is that the attitude of these guys. They've bought into being team players. They're not individuals. They came in. They know they have a job to do. They prepare like pros, and when they get their shots, they take advantage of it. Which is the way it's supposed to be.
Well, Michael asked about the quarterbacks, Jackie, but the real story is the offensive coordinators for these quarterbacks. Ben Johnson with Jared Goff, okay, in Detroit. You've got Cohen, who's the offensive coordinator for Baker Mayfield, having a great season.
Right.
You got, how about Todd Monken? Did you see the play he drew up for Lamar Jackson this past weekend? He did an unbalanced set on the 15-yard line going in the red zone. He did a menagerie of backfield motion, and then he faked the sweep, okay, to the running back, and he hit Lively on a little loop pass. Beautiful call. I mean, something you've never seen before.
Monken,
I mean, they come up with these plays. That's why these quarterbacks are MVPs, okay? Jared Goff, Lamar Jackson. Who else you got? You've got Josh Allen,
absolutely,
too, is having
Josh
a great
Allen,
season.
Josh Allen. And, you know, back to Lamar, Vince. We talked about this, you and I. And I said, Vince, why you don't like him because he's running around too much and everything. You said, yeah, Jackie, because a good quarterback has to be able to operate from the pocket. And I started noticing he was running all over the place. Since Todd Monken has been there, this guy is operating from the pocket, and he uses the dynamics of his athleticism when things break down. And that's what you want to see with a quarterback. And I think, for the most part, as an offensive lineman, I always want to know the area that I'm protecting. And if the guy's scatterbrained and running all over the place, I don't know what area to protect. Now they do. He's going to be in the pocket until he has the takeoff.
He's done a phenomenal job. And the other guy, Cliff Kingsbury, with Jaden Daniels, what a great job they have done. Dan Quinn and that team, that Washington Commander team. Because this guy is a rookie quarterback, Jackie. He was so calm and collected. He led his team against the number one defense in the league.
One defense.
With less than 28 seconds left in the game, One, two, three. He knows how to run the clock. Got to manage the clock, Mike. I'm telling you, some of these quarterbacks, you can't be taught. You just have to know how to do it.
You're in charge on the field. Now, you've mentioned some quarterbacks here. Jared Goff, we started with. He's a 66.4 rating. He's seventh on the list here if we're going overall in the league. But he's thrown over 4,000 passing yards, 33 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
And putting up the most points.
Yes. And we got Josh Allen, who's first, by the way, with a 76.7 rating, 3,395 yards. He's 11th in that category. Passing touchdowns, 23, interceptions, 5. You also mentioned Lamar Jackson, 3,787 passing yards, 5th overall, 37 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Only he's second in the league. And you also mentioned Josh Daniels here on Washington, 3,303 in passing yards, 10th in touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. Yeah, let's mention just a round this out. Sam Darnold, you're a big fan. You mentioned sure. Matthew Stafford, and I haven't heard Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, come
well,
on.
You've got I didn't think Patrick would play last week, Vince. I don't know about you.
I had the high ankle sprain.
I had it myself, but he ended up getting in the ball game, and on the duress,
he ran for a touchdown
and took a pop at the end of it. So it says a lot about, you know, to me, and like I tell you all the time, Vince, it took me a number of years to concede that the quarterback position was more important than mine.
And I
rightfully understand why they get paid the way they do, because they have a supreme responsibility. And all of these guys, if you look at them, everyone to a man are responsible primarily for their team's offensive success.
You say the quarterback's the most important guy. Well, he is important, Jackie, but not as important as his offensive line, because you hold the record.
Collectively.
You blocked for Eric Dickerson, who leads the NFL in the history of rushing in one season. He blocked for him all those yards, 2105. He also blocked for Jim Everett, along with Irv Pankey and Doug Smith. I mean, these guys, he threw for 336 yards to Flipper Anderson be the only team in the franchise of the NFL to throw for that many yards in one game.
Those are nice couple of records.
It starts up front. As well as you have to know your protection. You got to know where your bread and butter is, and that's what teams are doing today. Look at Saquon Barkley, what he's doing. He could win the MVP. Forget the quarterbacks.
Right.
If he beats Eric Dickerson's record, which has been held for how many years?
40
Jackie?
Years. That record has been
in place
for 40 years.
He deserves the MVP award.
Yeah, okay. And we should mention that you talked about the Vikings and Darnold. You should mention the coach there has turned that team around.
If we had a video
of
this locker room, I mean, these game balls he gave away.
How about the quarterbacks? How many good quarterbacks does this guy have in that he's tutoring?
There's five of them sitting right
unbelievable.
Back there.
Five quarterbacks.
J.J. McCarthy. Now, what do you do next year? You got to bring Sam Darnold back. I mean, this guy.
I can't see him.
He's playing.
The chemistry,
I mean, but the chemistry. You asked Justin Jefferson and Addison who they want back.
They're going to say
quarterback. They want Sam Darnold. You're going to keep him in
the lineup. Because they're having so much success with the guy.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, and why? Well, I mean, Kevin O'Connell. He's a smart guy.
He knows.
And I can't see him making any dynamic changes from what they're doing right now. That guy's won 13 games. Yeah. This is the second time he's won 13 games.
And there's other teams that are going to be clearing
Bud Grant,
the roster.
He's got a better winning percentage at this point in his first 3 years than Bud Grant.
Hey, how about these other teams like Arizona and the 49ers and Seattle? They're going to clean house.
Well, they're going to
because I'm going to tell you. You know,
you've been after Geno Smith
Jonathan
in Seattle
Gannon.
For a while.
Jonathan Gannon at Arizona is going to say, hey, you guys play good this week because you got to make sure you sell yourself to some other team because you're not going to be on my team next year.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, you're not going to have these guys.
You know that as
Buda Baker is the only guy they're going to keep on this team.
Oh, he's special.
All right,
let
me tell you something.
But Vince, you know the rules.
The only guy.
You know the rules.
The only guy.
You know the rules. There are two groups of players. As the season winds down, there's the players that are motivated to get into the playoffs. They've got good records. They've got good teammates that they trust, and they believe in themselves. Then you have a group of guys that are sitting there saying, things aren't going so well here, and I better step my game up if I want a job next year. And so those guys are turning their games up. So it's a different kind of a motivation, but you're going to see some of the best football played down the stretch here simply because of those two reasons.
Well, then you got the third category of players that refuse to play, and you got the Kyle Shanahan suspending Devonta Campbell. But John Harbaugh dumps Deontay Johnson, and Houston picks him up. What does that tell you about Houston picking up a guy that refused to play for another team?
Well, it says that they must need a guy mighty bad. They must have some injury issues.
Is he going to play for D'Amico Ryans?
D'Amico Ryans, maybe D'Amico Ryans is a young coach. Maybe he has some interaction with the guy and know the guy personally or something. I don't know. But it's rare that you'll see a coach with a team that's successful that will bring in a guy who is known to be detrimental to the healthy community of players that you're trying to have.
All right, let's look at week 17 here. We got four NFC division titles on the line. You got the Eagles. They can clinch the East with a win. You got the Lions can clinch a win, and the Vikings have a loss. You got the Falcons can clinch with a win, and the Buccaneers a loss, and the Rams can clinch with a win and Seattle loss. What do you think?
Well, you know, the Rams, it doesn't matter. I mean, they're going to win it out. I mean, that's a guarantee right now because the other two teams are in disarray. So that's it. But in the NFC West, it was undecided as of a couple weeks ago. But now the Rams are really in a surging
in the driver's seat.
In their driver's seat. They control their own destiny. But, you know, some of the other teams, the Ravens and the Steelers, you won't know until week 18 for that who's going to win the AFC North.
Right.
And then you got the Broncos and the Chargers are vying to stay in the playoff hunt. So we'll see what happens. I mean, this is a big week. They both play each other. I mean, this will be a good game. Broncos have the Bengals.
Dennis, how about the NFC North? You got the Lions sitting there, the Vikings sitting there, the Packers sitting there. All these teams are sitting there, you know, with the opportunity to get into the playoffs. And I think it's probably the most competitive.
It is this year.
You've got to be the most competitive division in the league.
Yeah, and the AFC North the same way. NFC North, both competitive. So we'll see, Mike. It's a lot of football left. Obviously, it's late in the game, but you know, it's all coming to a head here pretty soon.
Yeah, we got some. When we come back, let's look at the division leaders. You got the Detroit Lions in the North, the Eagles in the East, the Rams in the West, and the Falcons. We haven't talked about them in the South. They've been looking pretty good too. All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, I want to remind you. Enter our contest. We are giving away a wine and cheese pack. Vince Ferragamo's wine, Carissa J, along with the Harmony Cheese Pack. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get it. Send us, email us. Go to onpoint@crntalk.com. That's onpoint@crntalk.com. Your name and address, email it to us. Name and address, onpoint@crntalk.com.
December deals just dropped at Lowe's. Get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional $75 off every $1,000 you spend on select kitchen major appliances from Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, and Maytag. Also, save $20 on a Craftsman VersaStack rolling tool chest. Now just $69.98. Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
The season of savings is here at Office Depot Office Max. Shop amazing deals on everything you need to close out the year and start 2025 strong. Save now with new deals every day online and new weekly sales online and in stores every Sunday. The more deals, the merrier. Plus, save on those must-have gifts, essential supplies, organizational tools, desks, chairs, PCs, printers, and more. Add a personal touch to any present with Hallmark's iconic collection of greeting cards, ornaments, stationery, and gift wrap to create memorable moments. Available in your local Office Depot Office Max retail stores. Or create your own custom photo gifts, cards, and calendars for your teachers, coworkers, friends, and family. Then pack it and ship it all in one trip. Office Depot Office Max is your source for all the last-minute parties, presents, and thank yous you need. 'Tis the season to save. Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
the holidays, a time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
2 large sides and 3 sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay. The KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
We're back on Point Live. Check us out at onpointlive.net. That's our website. I'm Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Guys, before we move along here a little bit, I just have to, we had a comment here from our producer wondering if the Bills use the Patriots to hold back some plays. Josh Allen made a statement. He said he was saving plays for the playoffs instead of going for the bye with a one seed. So
I don't know. I don't know about you, Vince, but the whole notion of something like that doesn't set too well with me. Why in the world would you run the risk of losing the kind of momentum that I thought they had built up? To not show what you have, what you're capable of doing. I would rather have a defense try to defend every conceivable thing that I could do, right. and that way it would kind of make them spread themselves a little thin, yeah. As opposed to focusing on the bread and butter that I'm going to show them every week. I would want to show as much as possible to make them have to prepare for it.
I think that's a great idea, Jack. I think keep adding to your playbook because everything's a counter. So whatever they come up against the Patriots, they can counter the following week against their new opponent. So you always have to keep your defense off balance. You have to always prepare, and proper preparation prevents you know what.
Yes.
So but it's perfect practice. Right. What you got,
Jackie? You mentioned why in the world. I think what you meant to say is what in the world.
What in the world?
Our big segment here on the show.
Oh,
what do you have
goodness.
For us this week?
That what in the world is what it's all about. Now I'm 6'4" and I weigh 300 pounds, but this guy is 6'4". He weighs 347 pounds, and this is what he's paid to do. Vita Vea. You see him right there?
Yeah.
He takes this back and just squashes him at the line of scrimmage. Now that's what we expect out of a big guy like that. What we don't expect. What we do not expect him to do is drop in coverage, set in a zone, and then close on a guy as he catches the ball and makes a tackle. You're going to see this same guy.
He came out of nowhere, Jack.
This same guy, you're going to see him drop into coverage, Vince.
Yeah.
You're going to see him hover in an area in his zone. You're going to see him eyeball the receiver that's coming into his area.
And the quarterback. He read the quarterback.
And he read the quarterback's eyes, and then he goes over and he tackles this guy in space.
What?
He weighs 350 pounds. 350 pounds.
When I saw that, I thought the tight end's going to catch the ball. Mike, he's going to make the first down. Then all of a sudden, Vita Vea comes out of nowhere.
He comes out of nowhere.
Bam!
It's almost unbelievable.
Like a brick wall.
The kind of athletes that we're seeing at the weight, the body weight that we're seeing is totally different from some of the guys that we saw years and years ago.
Jackie, what in the world are we seeing here?
What in the world? It's an unbelievable testimony to the amount of athleticism these guys bring to the table and also the strength and conditioning coach that are training these guys, because if he didn't have the cardiovascular endurance to do that, they would never put him in that position.
And Jack, you always said it's a big man's game.
It's a big man's game.
For sure, that showed up.
And a good big man is always better than a good little man.
And you learned something from the show, because you could have good cardiovascular health.
You got to have good cardiovascular endurance.
Now, some people that say I'd rather be lucky than good. And I think Vince Ferragamo, you got something for us here.
Did you see the Dallas and Tampa Bay game? Tampa Bay's coming back. They got to keep winning to keep pace with the Falcons.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield throws a beautiful deep pass all the way down the field to his receiver, McMillan. And guess what happens? I go, that's a touchdown. Watch this great throw. Throws the ball like 50 yards.
Right,
the guy comes up, and then all of a sudden, Lewis comes up with the ball in the end zone.
How does that happen?
What in the world?
On the money.
I'd rather be lucky. How did that ball end up in his arms and not the receiver? I don't know.
That's a what in the world better lucky than good. Double play.
That's a double thing. I'd rather be lucky. I mean, look at the Cowboys now. You know what? I'm admired by what they are doing right now. They are out of the playoffs, but they're playing with a lot of heart.
What are they
playing?
4 out of 5 in?
Yes, come on. They're playing. They're big time. Who do they got this week? They got a tough game this week, too, and they're going to play strong.
I wouldn't want to play them down the stretch here. And remember, like I said, There are two types of athletes showing up. Those who are insecure about their jobs and want to make sure they have them,
right.
And those that are trying to build momentum going into the playoffs to win the Super Bowl.
That's right.
All right, we rarely spend a lot of time on college football, but we got some college football playoffs, first round things. Vince, we got to look here.
Well, you know, now they have the playoff structure, Michael. There's 12 teams, 8 teams played. Four of the champion divisions are
any of those
set
in the
idle.
Pac-10? Do we still have a Pac-10?
No, it's not too many. ASU, wait, I don't know where they're at, but they're one of the teams that are in. So they've got to play this week. They got to play Texas, which is going to be a tough game. And all the favorites last week won: Texas, Ohio State, Penn State, Notre Dame. I like Penn State. Penn State has to play Boise State. I think circle that game because that's going to be a fun game to watch. That's the Fiesta Bowl, Jack. Mm-hmm. I played in the Fiesta Bowl years and years ago. But this is gonna be quite.
Nebraska,
the game.
Were you in Nebraska?
Nebraska, yeah. We played Arizona
Cornhusker.
State.
For a lot of Tempe. For a lot of local football fans here in Southern California, the head coach at Boise State, Danielson, was a football player out at Azusa Pacific University. Yeah. He played for Azusa Pacific,
and coached him, didn't you?
Yes, he was one of our players when I was coaching there, mm-hmm. and now he's the head coach. And he featured the top rushing running back in the country this year.
Wow, he got. Did they use one of your plays, Jack?
They got that wham play in. Yeah. They got a lot of different plays in, and they do run the football. So that's going to be an exciting team to watch as we go down the stretch. But the team that I'm looking at is the Ohio State Buckeyes. Ryan Day, he rebounded nicely from that Michigan loss, which a lot of people want to run you out of town when you lose to Michigan if you're the Ohio State head coach. But he rebounded nicely, and he got a second chance, you know, in light of where he is right now to be able to win it all.
No, I like Ohio State as well.
You like him over Oregon?
I like Ohio State. They've gelled for me here. I think
Oregon beat them last time.
Well, see. I said they got the second best chance to probably win it all. I like Oregon. I really like Oregon.
One other comment before we leave this subject. You took plays from the Rams with you when you went to Azusa Pacific. What's that about?
I was actually
Dante Scarnecchia,
who was the offensive line coach for years and years and years with the Rams. I mean, with the New England Patriots when they were having all their success. I called him up and I said, you know, I'm noticing a couple of plays that you guys are running that seem to be complimentary, and would you tell me what those are? Well, he explained. He told me what they were. How they worked together, and taught me how to install them. And I installed them out at Azusa Pacific, and we that particular year, we had the top productive running back in all divisions in college football. He rushed for over 2,000 yards, and the rest is history. Now at the Rams, Ryan Wendell, who played for Dante Scarnecchia, if you look at some of the stuff the Rams are doing, they are starting to implement many of Dante Scarnecchia's running plays, some of the coaching style and everything, and it really does a great job of keeping people off balance.
I like what this Notre Dame team has done, too, Mike. I like Tyler Warren. I like
the
creativity, and I like them to beat Georgia in this game. So I'm talking about Penn State. I'm sorry, Penn State. I really like Penn State. And so we'll see what happens. Boise State's going to give them a tough game.
You have a nickname. Now we know that Jackie Slater was known as the installer. Did you have a nickname?
No.
All right, let's get into the Heisman, the two-way player here, Travis Hunter. Vince, kick us off here.
Oh, my goodness. This guy is do-it-all. I mean, he's nicknamed do-it-all. He came from, humble beginnings, and now look at what he's done. He's revolutionizing the game of football at the college level and probably into the pros because he's a two-way player, Jackie.
He's a two-way player.
He's a great wide receiver and a great defensive back corner, and he can run. Now imagine the running that happens all day long, and it doesn't tire. I mean, this kid is a phenom, and he won the Heisman Trophy winner. Jackie, you probably know him better from Jackson State.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You hear what Vince said, and I know him better from Jackson State. The day that this guy made the commitment to go to Jackson State, he stood there in front of all of these people from all around the country, and he had a Georgia hat on. He took the Georgia hat off, and then he had a Florida State hat on his head, and he took that one off. And then he unbuttoned his shirt and revealed that he was going to Jackson State University and put on his cap. And Deion Sanders was the guy that, in my opinion, was responsible. Now, just think about that. Deion Sanders is arguably the best pure cover corner that's ever played the game, one of the best. And if he goes to your home and says to you, I'm the master, and I'm going to teach you, and I think you got what it takes to be special. He convinced this young man. He convinced his mother, and he went to Jackson State for a year. He followed him on over to Colorado, and his numbers just got better and better and better. He caught 76 balls, I think, for over 1,100 yards this past year. He had several picks. He's just a dynamic athlete, and he's playing with the kind of confidence that Deion Sanders has encouraged him to instill in himself. And I can't see him not being drafted in the top five, one of the top five picks in the NFL draft.
And his quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, too, Jack. I'm very high on him as a quarterback coming into this draft. And, you know, he's what made – I mean, when it was crunch time, he came up with the plays.
Oh, he came up big.
Travis Hunter was always on the recipient edge of his passes. So he's a great talent. He's going to be
a unique individual that we haven't seen the likes of since the great Rod Woodson.
Yeah.
All right, now let's. We missed this last week, and we should talk about referee Jim Tunney. Passed away at 95, the oldest living retired referee. A loss.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Jim Tunney. You know, as a rule, I don't care for referees that much, to be honest with you, Michael.
Why?
Because I always have a problem with the way they call. But this guy, I never had a problem with his integrity and his calls. Because when he was a referee, his integrity was above suspicion. So you never question his calls, okay? And he was always on top of it, preparation. Now, his dad was a steward in thoroughbred racing. And these stewards are the officials that control the integrity. They control the race quality, okay, that there's no anything that's happening. So he took it from his dad. He went on. He's got so many great stories. I'm reading his book. Impartial Judgment is phenomenal.
I don't know how many games I played in that he officiated. And I after retiring and getting out of football, and I watched Shaquille O'Neal, the great basketball player, and how they often said he's getting the Shaquille O'Neal privilege of having the opportunity to stay in the paint a little bit longer than that 3 seconds. Yeah. Well, I felt like I had kind of the Jackie Slater privileges, because I can remember several times he would say, "Hey, Jack, you need to move up. You need to move up. You're too deep." And I would walk to the line of scrimmage and say, "Hey, watch me. Keep an eye on me." And then I would get
I would back off.
Unfortunately, I was at the age where I needed the extra room. Otherwise, guys would have been running by me. And they let me do that. But he always gave me the eye and just kept telling me to get up. Right, but he never penalized me.
How do you know you're on the line? How do you know when you're
playing? When you yeah. as an offensive lineman, and we saw a lot of that just this past week. Several guys were illegal proceeding. They weren't what has to happen for an offensive lineman is his helmet has encroached the space of the center's belt. So if the center's belt is here, your helmet has to be well within that and the center's body. If it's beyond the belt, going towards the goalpost behind you, then you're
so
illegal.
So what did you do? Get a big old helmet or something to go ahead and take advantage of that?
And what I would do is I would go and put my head in the right spot at first, and then I would settle into the wrong spot, the more comfortable.
But
spot
he had so many stories, though. This Jim Tunney was such a great guy. Oh, you know, his first Super Bowl that he ever reffed was Super Bowl 11 against the Oakland Raiders in Minnesota. Yeah. And, you know, he got Kenny Stabler, and, you know, Stabler comes up off the ground. But the Purple People Eaters were right there. You know, on him all the time. He says, "Can you count their players?" He gets up, dusts his pants off. He says, "What do you mean?" He says, "Count their players. They're playing with 14 players over there." Jim Tunney goes, "No way, man. No way."
He was getting hit. So.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. On Point Live, we'll continue our final segment coming up here. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, thanks for joining us. Enter our contest. Go to onpoint@crntalk.com. Put your name and address down there. Win yourself a cheese pack and a wine pack combined for you. On Point Live. That's here with you. And on Instagram, we're at on.point.live. And check out our website, onpointlive.net. We'll be back. Don't wander off the final segment. We got some games to look at.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
On Point Live, we're back. Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Let's look at Week 17, gentlemen. Your picks this week. Who's winning in the picks, by the way?
Oh, Michael, you've got the most wins so far. 8-4. Really?
Why else would he ask who's winning if he wasn't?
He's 8-4. He's 1 up over me, Jackie. Yeah. I'm 7-5.
Why
I'm
do you
2
think
up
he
over
asked
you.
Who's winning, Vince?
What in the world?
We're going to get him this week, though, Jackie.
All right. Chargers, New England. Jackie Slater.
I'm going to have to go with the Chargers, even though I...
Your son's in New England.
I know, and I
I'm going with Chargers.
Chargers for me, too.
I got
too.
That, yeah.
All right, Arizona Rams.
Oh, Rams, obviously.
Rams all the way. Well, you know, the 41 points they put on the Rams last time, but I think this is a better like Rams team now.
Yeah. Green Bay, Minnesota.
What do you think?
I'm going Minnesota.
I'm going Minnesota, too.
I'm
like Sam Darnold.
Green Bay.
Oh, okay. Wow, okay.
All right, we got Carolina, Tampa Bay.
Tampa.
Yeah, Bucks. I got the Bucks,
Baker
too.
Mayfield.
You got the Tampa Bay Bucks. Cohen. All right, we got the Dallas, Philadelphia.
Oh, as good as Dallas is playing right now, you know, they've
won
4 out of 5.
I'm
going to go with Philly, too. Hey,
I'm
you and I are
going with Philly
agreeing,
as well,
man.
Also. Yeah, we got Atlanta, Washington. I'm going with Atlanta.
I'm going Washington.
Are you crazy?
It must be.
Washington. I go Jaden Daniels, man, after that win last week against the Eagles.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Detroit, San Francisco. Who wants to pick San Francisco?
Not me.
You know, I'm not.
Not me, man.
I like Shanahan. I really do as a coach. Vince and I.
This will be his last one more game.
Well,
that's it.
One more game. Come on,
after
man.
This week.
When you put it that way, he might win, but it's hard for me to pick against him.
14, I like the Lions.
Yeah, I like the Lions.
How about Broncos and Bengals?
Broncos and Bengals. That's a tough game there. Ugh.
way.
Broncos, just, Bengals.
They both got to win. They both have to win.
Yeah, their defense in Denver is playing so well right now. They're rushing the passes. They're covering guys up.
Joe Burrow.
I'm sorry. I know he's hot.
And then their defense. Amarumo's been playing better on defense.
Yeah, he's doing
a
better job.
I like the Bengals.
I'm going with Denver.
Okay.
I'm going to go Denver just to because Corey Marino loved on the whole week. Dance. All right, we got to get out of here. But before we go, passing at 65, Ricky Henderson, the stolen base king for Major League Baseball, it's a loss.
Oh, man, he would steal so many bases, and he made it look so easy, Jackie. And it just everything he did was just like turned to gold.
It was unbelievable.
I mean, 1,406 stolen bases in a career. Yes,
this guy, he led the league in steals in his first 7 full seasons. Think about that.
That's our show,
and
everybody.
When Shohei had 59, he had 66.
Check us out. OnPointLive.net. Check it out. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much for being with us. OnPointLive.net.